Welcome back to Vikings Game Plan. It's time for the Xfinity Player Breakdown, and we are very happy to be joined by rookie quarterback Teddy Bridgewater, debuted at New Orleans, starts later today against the Atlanta Falcons. Now officially, welcome to the National Football League. I've seen y'all preseason. Those are preseason games. You get your first start today. How do you feel?
That's a great feeling. No, it came unexpectedly and unfortunately, but that's an opportunity for not only me, but for a couple of the younger guys on the roster to just step up and make plays for the team.
How were things at New Orleans when Matt went down? You had to rush into the game. What's that process like?
For me, it was one of those deals where, hey, it's your time, rookie. You know, let's make a play. Let's go out and just play football. And being a backup, you always have to just stay sharp, you know, train yourself and prepare yourself as if you're going to start that day, because you never know what can happen. And down in New Orleans, Matt went down, unfortunately, and my number was called, and I just tried to do the best that I could.
Now with a full week of practice behind you, Teddy, and off the New Orleans game, when you looked back at your debut, what are some improvements you think you can make?
For me, I think the biggest thing I can improve on is just taking the easy throws and completing the easy throws. I missed three wide-open throws to the running backs out of the backfield that I wish that I could have back, but hey, you know, you can't. And I'm just going to learn from that, those plays, and try to make better plays this week.
Teddy was an outstanding rookie quarterback for the Louisville Cardinals, taken with the last pick in the first round after a trade with Seattle. When you were growing up in Florida, what made you decide to play quarterback? Why that position?
Well, I never decided to play quarterback. I was actually a wide receiver.
Really?
But I ended up playing quarterback because I was a pitcher in baseball. And my football coaches saw that I could throw a pretty nice fastball and a mean curve. But and I ended up playing quarterback from them scouting me playing baseball, and it's just been good ever since.
If you had opted to play baseball, do you think you potentially could have had a Major League Baseball career?
I believe so. I was pretty good. If I wasn't pitching, I was down at shortstop, and I could throw a guy out from the deepest part of the infield.
Wow. The Twins been struggling of late. Hopefully they don't get any ideas. We like having Teddy here. When you were quarterback for Louisville, what were some of the most fun moments that you had?
You know, being in college, every weekend that you have a game is just one of those deals where you always remember those days. And, you know, from hearing the band playing to seeing your classmates in the stands cheering for you, those are the memories that stick with me. Singing the school alma mater, the school's creed, and once the game is over, you know, those are the memories that stick with you. And also just a group of guys that were in the locker room. So they were all just fun times at Louisville.
One of the many great things about Teddy Bridgewater is watching his improvement through the preseason, from the Raiders game, through the Cardinals game, then at Kansas City and at Nashville, that second preseason game. It's late in the evening, maybe half the people still at TCF Bank Stadium against the Arizona Cardinals. Even though it's a preseason game, leading that comeback for a victory, wasn't that fun?
It was a ton of fun. Like you said, it was the preseason, and it didn't count. But it counted as far as the reps and the experience. And it's always good to be able to get the two-minute drives and get that experience on what it takes to complete a two-minute drive. But you know, the overall feeling of that, you know, performance and that drive, it was just a great feeling because it was, you know, what I would say one of my best performances this far.
Is it fair to describe you as a pocket quarterback? In the preseason, you didn't do much running. In the Saints game, you ran a fair amount.
You can say I'm a pocket quarterback. You can say I'm a dual threat quarterback. But at the end of the day, I'm just a guy who delivers the football to his playmakers.
Maybe one of the keys to winning not only today against Atlanta, but certainly during the rest of the season, will be to getting the deep ball going for the Minnesota Vikings, whether it's Cordarrelle Patterson, Greg Jennings, Jarius Wright, whomever. How can you help the deep game with this offense?
For me, it's just giving those guys a chance. You know, we have great playmakers on the outside who can go out and make plays for this team. And as a quarterback, you know, your job is just to give those guys a chance. So I'm going to try my best to give those guys a chance to compete, win those one-on-one matchups, and make plays for this team.
Let's see how Teddy grips a football. Here it is right here. How do you grip a football, let us see?
I grip it multiple ways since I throw the glove. So.
Sounds like a pitcher. Change up, curveball, fastball.
Pretty much.
Sinker, whole thing.
Pretty much. So I like to grip the side with the small hole.
Yeah.
Because I feel that it's the smoother side to throw the football. But when I'm just out catching in a shotgun or anything, I can just catch it and throw it without the laces. But primarily, I prefer to hold the small hole.
On the set here, do you feel out of your element with no glove?
Not at all.